Well, let's begin again. I don't know what that love is. I know all the physical, all that. I realize pleasure, desire, accumulation, remembrance, pictures is not love. All that I realized long ago. But I've come to the point where this wall is so enormous that I can't even jump over it. So I'm now fishing around to see if there is a different movement which is not man-made movement. And that movement may be love. I'm sorry to use that word, but we'll use it for the time being. Because that world has been so spoiled and misused.
You're saying love is a movement, you see.
Yes, love is a movement.
Not just a feeling.
Huh?
Not just a feeling. Right?
Oh, no.
Though it may involve feeling, it's not primarily
true. So is that love, with its intelligence, is that the factor that will break down or dissolve or break up this wall? Not I love you or you love me, right? It's nothing. It's not personal or particular. It's not general or particular.
No.
It is something beyond, right?
Yes. Yes. So that's a point that, of course, is hard. You know, that has another been part of the background of man to make love particularized toward particular things or individuals.
I think when one loves with that intelligence, it covers the whole. Mm-hmm. It's not particular or general. It is that. It's light. I don't know. It's not a particular light.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then, if that is the factor that will break down the wall, which is in front of me, then I don't know that love. As a human being, having reached a certain point, I can't go beyond it to find that love. What shall I do? What is the state of my mind when I have realized any movement this side of the wall is still strengthening the wall, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I realized that, and through meditation or whatever you do, there is no movement. But the mind can't go beyond it. But you come along and say, look, that wall can be dissolved, broken down, if you have that quality of love with intelligence. And I said, excellent, but I don't know what it is. What shall I do? I can't do anything. I realize that. Whatever I do is still within this side of the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, am I in despair? Obviously not. Because if I'm in despair or depressed, I'm still moving in the same field. So all that has stopped. Realizing that I cannot possibly do anything, any movement, what takes place in my mind? You follow what I'm asking? Is that right? I think that's fairly logical. That I realize I cannot do a thing. Right?
Yeah.
So what has happened to the quality of my mind, which has always moved either to accumulate, to become, to... All that has stopped. Moment I realize I can't... No movement. Right? Is that possible? Or am I living in an illusion? Or have I really gone through all this to come to that point? Or I suddenly say I must be quiet. I don't know if I'm
correct. Yes, I understand. Yes, I mean that's part of the same process.
So it's the same process.
To project from the past. Yeah.
So has my mind is there in my mind a revolution? Revolution in the sense that movement has completely stopped. And if it has, is love something beyond the wall?
Well, that wouldn't mean anything.
Of course, it couldn't be.
Yeah, the wall itself is the product of,
exactly.
of the process, which is the illusion.
So I realize, you follow? Mm-hmm. I'm realizing the wall is this movement.
Mm-hmm.
So when this movement ends, that quality of intelligent love and so on is there.
Yeah.
Right? That's the whole point.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and could one say the movement ends, the movement sees its own, that it has no point. I mean,
it is so-called skill to to see a danger.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it could be. I mean.
Yes. Any danger demands a certain amount of awareness.
Yes.
But I have never realized, as a human being, the accumulative process is a tremendous danger.
Yes, because that seems to be the essence of security.
Yes, of course, all the rest of it.
But,
now you come along and point it out to me. See, and I'm listening to you very carefully, and I see, and I actually perceive the danger of that.